Good news, drivers. Your summer road trip this year will be cheaper than it's been in 6 years. Time for us to turn to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com and get the details on summer gas prices. What is the forecast, Patrick, for those summer driving months? What are we talking about, April to September?
Yeah, that's right. Generally, well, Memorial Day to Labor Day, really, but we can expand to April because the pain at the pump just really isn't that bad right now, with prices nationally averaging about $2.40 a gallon. Michigan's looking at an average of about $2.37 a gallon, a far cry from a year ago when prices in the state of Michigan averaged $3.73.
You know, I remember we were all watching that, getting very close to that $4 a gallon mark, and then things just fell, and we were looking at under $2 there during the winter, which made everybody very happy. But yeah, it really didn't bounce up tremendously like it has other years.
No, that's certainly true. It certainly caught everyone, myself included, by surprise that the decline in oil and gas prices this fall. Now, of course, there are reasons for it, but all of a sudden, a lot of reasons for falling prices came together and are holding prices lower and are expected to hold prices low through the summer months.
So are you saying, Patrick, we might stay pretty much where we're at or just go up a little bit through those heavy driving summer months?
Well, it's likely that perhaps prices have even already peaked in the mid-$2 a gallon range. It looks like Michigan's statewide average peaked about March 22nd at $2.52. It's possible that the average stays under that. Now, of course, barring any major hurricanes or action in the Middle East, which is unpredictable, we're looking at prices for majority of the summer in Michigan in the low to perhaps the mid-$2 a gallon range, but gone are those $3 a gallon prices we saw so much last year.
Take us back again, and we have talked about this, but it bears understanding again what's behind all of this, because it certainly seems like we're getting a firsthand lesson in the basic law of supply and demand here, kind of Econ 101.
That's right, and for the last 4 years, it seemed like there was no fundamentals that played a role, but there are. It's just hard to see. In the last few years, the U.S. has seen a significant increase in the amount of oil we're producing, and now combined with a recent recession or a slowdown, rather, in China, we're seeing far less demand from that red-hot economy, and that's where all the slack is coming from here, is that oil inventories are piling up. The U.S. is producing more and more. The situation in the Middle East is easing. Libya crude oil, which was all but gone from the market in 2011, is now returning in full force. Canada is ramping up output. And, of course, like I said, we're producing more than we have in the last 35 years here in the U.S.
At the same time, we're using less, whether it's trying to watch our driving, but also the fact that automakers have responded to the standards set by the government, and cars are lighter and more fuel efficient.
That's certainly true. We have not seen a climate like this at the pump in perhaps a decade. Of course, there really hasn't been a summer in the last decade or so where people could not think about gas prices. And this summer may beg to bring that back. And perhaps we don't really have to think about where we're driving or how much, because the price of gasoline is expected to be so low.
What about the future? How long might this oversupply last in these lower gasoline prices? Again, understanding Mother Nature or events in the Middle East can certainly throw a great big monkey wrench into things.
Well, I think a lot will bear on the state of the economy in those developing countries. India and China are seeing explosive growth in oil demand, and that has temporarily been slowed, like I said, by economic slowdown there. And depending on how quickly those economies recover, we could see oil demand rise and the slack come out of the system where more oil is being consumed. Now, that could last anywhere from 6 months to a year, maybe even longer. Now, of course, if we remember back to the U.S. economic slowdown in 2008, we really were still talking about that being in full force until 2011, 2012. So it could be a few years that we see relatively lower oil and gas prices. Of course, a lot will hinge as well as all of this production of oil continuing to increase, which so far it has.
Well, Patrick DeHaan, we will think fondly of you with this news as we go to gas up for those summer road trips.
That's right. Enjoy it.
Patrick DeHaan, Senior Petroleum Analyst with GasBuddy.com. Always good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.